vessel while you work.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike Maino. Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Happy December, December 1st, 2018. And this is going to be part two of a special series of Company Break. Last month, we had the pleasure of talking to the Grey Goose Cookery. And once again, we're going to be doing that same thing. So it's great to have you back again. Nice to see you.
I'm delighted to be here.
And it's a wonderful thing, the Grey Goose Cookery, in the greater westerly Pawcatuck area. How is that for a description? Is that good?
That's perfect. We're at 93 Watchill Road.
93 Watchill Road, but you're in Westerly, right?
Correct.
Okay. So we've got the location is actually Westerly, although if you're familiar with that area, if you don't watch your step, you'll be in Pawcatuck in a matter of no time, right?
Right, or in the river.
We're right on the river. we weren't going to say on the river last time. But Susanna's back. She is the owner of the Grey Goose Cookery. And we talked last time about all kinds of things that are available at the store. It's a very unique store, and we're happy to continue that conversation because now we're actually into the month of Christmas and the holidays and preparing for all those things. And what better place to go to find the gift that would be very unique for you to give than the Grey Goose Cookery? There is lots of things there, right?
We have tons of things to gift, as well as a lot of tools to help you prepare your cookies and bakeware. This is the busiest time of year in terms of baking in the home experience. So we have all the cookie cutters, the rolling pins, the pastry tips, sifters, measuring spoons and cups. So we've got everything for the baker to succeed.
Right. You don't want to start baking in September. You want to wait till now to start getting prepared for the holidays. So it's one of those things that a lot of people can do in advance. There are lots of things you can make in advance baking-wise.
Well, you can make your doughs and put them in the fridge or in the freezer. Certain mm-hmm. doughs you can freeze or refrigerate.
Right.
And then bake them off a week or two before you're actually going to eat them or gift them.
They can actually freeze the dough in
yes.
some parts?
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, see, things I didn't know, but I guess I didn't need to know them. I just eat them. So when people walk into the Grey Goose Cookery, they will see sections of all kinds of different things. There'll be, like you mentioned, if you're into making holiday cookies, you have cookie cutters, right, for different forms and things like that?
Yeah. And we have the flavorings. Those are hard to find, the peppermint and the anise. For making the special traditional cookies, we also have the flavorings, variety of flavorings that people can find.
So is that for the frosting or actually go into the dough?
They go into the dough.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to get the special flavorings, there's a place to go. And when I think about baking, I think about the Pillsbury Doughboy and so forth, and I used to smack the tube on the counter, and that was my baking experience. But you're not talking about that kind of baking, right?
No, we're talking about traditional family recipes that people are going to prepare for the holidays. So they're putting things in a mixing bowl and
not just whacking them on the counter.
Not whacking them on the counter. They're doing the serious baking from scratch.
Right.
Is what they're doing.
Now, if someone is getting started off, or maybe even someone that's listening wants to get someone started with all the implements they might need to do some baking, they used to have things like rolling pins and all of that stuff, right?
Correct. Yeah. So. We can, we have a lot of young people, actually, 10, 11, 12-year-olds coming in who are starting baking, and I take them around and show them the different things that they are going to be their basic tools that they're going to need. So if somebody's starting up, even setting up a house, we can take them around and show them the cookie sheets that are going to accomplish what they're setting out to do.
Right, and they're not just these pieces of aluminum that you get at the discount store. Your cookie sheets, I'm sure, are pretty substantial.
They're durable. They won't warp. They won't scratch.
Yeah.
And they'll last a long time, long time. Whereas the ones in the less expensive ones are throwaways, basically. Eventually,
right.
In a year. Yeah. You're done with them.
You don't want to be using those.
Yeah.
So they need a rolling pin. They need. What about surface to prepare dough and so forth? Some people would recommend a wooden.
We have the wooden boards.
That
you can use.
That's
to,
what my mother used to use. Some people use marble. Some people use plastic.
Yeah, we have the marble as well.
You have the marble as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To me, I would think the marble would be the more traditional, the more...
It depends on the recipe.
Really?
The marble is going to hold the temperature. So if you need something to be cool as you roll it out, the marble would be the thing that will keep it cool. It'll keep the temperature.
I never considered temperature.
Yeah,
that's
temperature's
why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, right. Eating cookies.
Eating cookies. Not
making them.
Not making them. Okay, well, all right. So just about everything they need, from the rolling pins to the implements that you're actually going to put the dough on and the cookie cutters and things like that, that's all available in the baking season, as we say. And then we get into some of the other holiday items that you have. And, people are always looking for, what do I get this person that seems to have everything? And probably, I would think, one of the more popular items you might carry is wine openers. Very popular gift items, right?
Correct. A lot of people buy a bottle of wine and a wine opener and gift the two items.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the most basic wine opener, and then we go all the way up to... The one that's most popular right now is the electric wine opener, and it's a rechargeable battery-operated wine opener, and it's incredible.
And they're not really that expensive, I mean, when you're talking about a household appliance like that.
Right, yeah. It's not bad at all. And then I think one of the things that's making it popular, too, is that a lot of seniors have dexterity issues.
Sure.
And... It's very easy. They just put that on top of the bottle and
press the button,
and they're ready to drink their nice wine.
Now, you don't actually sell the wine, right?
No, we don't.
So people can go down the street to the wine bottle and the beer and wine warehouse, buy their wine, and then go over to you and get your various implements to open it up.
Correct.
See how I segued into another good client of WCRI.
I see that. Yeah.
All right, go see Donna at the wine store.
And then we also have incredible wine glasses. Now, these glasses, they're called Sonics glasses. Sonics, S-O-N-Y-X.
Oh, okay.
And they're more durable. They're beautiful glass. They're gorgeous looking, but they're more durable. So if you knock the glass over, it's not going to break.
That's always happening. I know. I can't tell you how many wine glass sets there are three of instead of four or so forth, because one always gets tipped over and... Cracks sure as shooting it's gonna do that. So you say these are durable and that won't happen to them.
Yes.
So is it it's a special kind of material? It's not just normal glass. It's blown.
They've put some additive in the glass to make it more durable, apparently. So.
Okay. And they're available in different styles and colors and things?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, we've got the burgundies and the whites, and we've got the champagne glasses, and they all are with the Sonics material.
Hmm.
So that, if you're prone to knocking, or your guests are prone
those kind of guests.
Knocking them over, tipping them over, you you won't be need to replace them as often. They're a really good
now,
investment.
Now, do you find that most people come in and buy a glass or two glasses, or are they available in sets?
Well, they can buy them individually, but most people buy four or six, Yeah.
Come in a set so that...
We have the sets.
And that's a great gift also, and it's something that, reasonably priced. You're not spending $200 for a gift or anything like that, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So glassware, all kinds of barware, right? Other than wine openers, you have all kinds of bar accessories?
Yeah, we've got shakers, jiggers, stoppers. We've got it all.
All right. Yeah. So if you want to shake, jigger, and stop, then you know where to go. You go to the Grey Goose Cookery.
And we've got flasks, pocket flasks. So in this cold weather that's coming up, you can have this a nice pocket flask, or in your pocketbook, have a flask of something to keep you warm.
To warm the inside.
Yeah. Especially if you're going to a game.
All right. So a lot of those gifts that we've just talked about, the wine openers and the barware and so forth, are great gifts because a lot of time people won't spend it on themselves. So it's a great way to give somebody something that they'll remember you for. But they probably sometimes will tend to not go out and get it. They'll make do with whatever they have.
Right. Or I think they don't know where to get it. I think that's the advantage of coming to the Grey Goose Cookery out in Watch Hill, is that we have all these things that are hard to find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And these glasses are one of those items for sure. And, all the tools, like we've got tools that will filter the wine. If you have a vintage wine, it'll aerate and
strain it
at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all these unusual, special things, and that's what our customers come in for.
And you can explain them.
And
there's people in the store to answer the questions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my husband and I and my staff, we all are very experienced and will share the benefits and the cons of a certain tool or device.
To me, that's part of the holiday season when you make an opportunity to go to a store like yours, the Grey Goose Cookery, where you can walk in and you can find someone to ask a question and get an answer. That's a great thing versus wandering around going, I think I want something, but I'm not sure where it is and how to find it. But you and your staff are there and can answer those questions.
Yeah, and we do it every day. And that's part... I feel like an elf at Christmas, I really enjoy answering those questions and help guiding people to, to the end that they are trying to achieve. Yeah.
And I think one of the things that we should talk about is the fact that a lot of the stuff we're talking about is very reasonably priced. Just because it's a specialty store doesn't mean you're going to be spending $100 for a bottle opener. The things are normally priced, and they make nice gifts, and you're supporting the local economy.
Local economy. Shop small. Yep.
Shop small.
Yep.
All right. Well, we have a whole myriad of things that I want to talk about in the second half of our program, but that'll be coming up in just a couple minutes after we take this short break. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Suzanne Lane, the owner of the Grey Goose Cookery, Watch Hill in Westerly. And we've been talking about lots of holiday things. We covered kind of the baking needs and getting started with that, and some of the bar accessories that are available, and wine openers, and so forth. But there's a myriad of gifts that are available at very reasonable prices there, and a lot of them on the shorter end of the price scale that could make great stocking stuffers, right, Suzanne?
Correct. So we have a lot of products that are, $20 or less.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then there are a lot, $10 or less. So this time of year, we have tons of people that come in. Let's face it, The stocking is like a treasure trove of things in there. You know, it's so nice to get cool things in your stocking. So we have a lot of customers that come along and they, for their gourmet husband or wife or friend, they buy cool tools to put in that person's stocking. So we've got like the avocado saver, one of the most popular things.
Avocado saver.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I can't quite picture that because I don't know what that would look like. What does it do? I mean, you cut an avocado for a drink. Is that what you're saying?
Well, actually, people cut an avocado, and then they have a half of it left over.
Yeah, I've seen that in the plastic bag in my refrigerator.
Right. So the saver, you put the half on the saver, and it keeps the avocado from turning black.
Really?
And it's a really unique, it's like $4.50. It's really inexpensive.
What a great stocking idea. I've got to get one of those.
It's a great stocking stuffer.
My wife always sticks one of those in the fridge, and then I end up throwing it out when it turns black.
Right, because you can't find it. And the saver actually helps you remember that it's in there, too, because you see the saver. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, yeah, I need to use that. So you use it instead of throwing it out.
Well, okay. I interrupted you. You were on a roll there with avocado saver, but that kind of caught my attention.
Yeah. And then we have garlic rollers that take the skin off your garlic cloves.
Is that like a plastic kind of thing that is hollow and you put the garlic inside and then roll around? I've seen those.
Put it on the counter and roll it, and it takes the skin off.
They work great. Yeah. I've seen friends that have that. That's another thing I'm going to put on my list. I got two things on my list now. Yeah. Go ahead.
And then we have garlic choppers. We have these little different types of garlic choppers that you put the garlic in the device and then just twist it back and forth, and the garlic's all chopped up, and you're good to throw it in your sauté pan and sauté up and cook up your dinner.
And all of those things can fit in a stocking very easily, and they're all under $20?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Often under 10.
Okay.
You know, and then of course, you know, a lot of people use a lot of garlic, so they want the garlic press, and we have the world's greatest garlic press, and it slices, it crushes, it cleans itself out. It's a really cool tool.
I thought you were going to go into the old Salad Master commercial, slices, dices.
it is the world's greatest garlic press.
There you go. Yep. Greatest garlic press.
Yeah.
Now, how big is that? Is that something? That's not something that would fit in a stocking,
right? It's the size of a pair of pliers.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So now I got another item for my stocking.
Yeah, you got another item. Yeah.
All right.
And then we have a lot of silicone products. You know, silicone's been like the newest innovation in the past 10, 12 years. And so we have silicone covers to put on, like, say you're reheating a dish in your toaster oven. Instead of using foil, you put a silicone cover on top, and you heat up your food. And, you know, wash the cover either in the dishwasher or soap and water. It comes off really quick if there's anything on it. Or if you're baking a brie, you can put one of these silicone covers on top instead of foil. And it's environmentally friendly so that you're not using foil, which is a limited resource.
Even plastic or saran wrap or whatever kind of thing,
Right. So say you're storing leftover food, you can put the silicone cover on the bowl and stick it in the refrigerator.
Hmm.
So it has many uses. And then, they make these great little covers for your cup that are silicone, these little lids. So say you're taking a cocoa into the living room and you're not that steady, and, you know, you're always dripping a little something out of your cup when you do something like that.
Yeah.
Well, these little silicone covers, they suck right on top of the cup.
Really?
Yeah. So you won't have that spilling going on. They're a lot of fun.
So Sunday mornings, when I want to watch CBS Sunday morning, and I'm always bringing my coffee into the living room and dripping, I can get one of those little covers on there.
Oh, Mike, you're a candidate for one of these covers, I'm telling you. You better tell your wife and send her along.
No, I'm not going to tell her about this. I want to go there myself and get all these things. These are great stocking ideas and things that I want to get. And then after the fact, I'll bring her to the store and let her stock up on other stuff.
But or get her a gift certificate. Yeah, and there she can come along.
You have gift certificates available?
Yes, we do. They're a popular item this time of year.
So, yeah. In other words, I can go in and get the stocking stuffers, but then I might not know what else to get her. So a gift certificate is available in what? Any specific amount? Or
any denomination.
Anything I want.
Yeah. Somebody came by yesterday afternoon. I got a $100 gift certificate for the boss.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great idea.
The boss is a gourmet boss.
Now, is the gift certificate handwritten by you?
Yes.
So if I want to do something weird, like I have a certain number.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of mine, always, everything is 617. So if I wanted to get $61.70, I could do that.
Oh, yes.
All right. Yeah. Cool. That's a great idea. It might make something a little bit unique and certainly different than you might find in those big stands in the supermarkets where you get a gift certificate for some place that's 10 bucks or whatever.
Ours is actually paper, and we put it in an envelope.
Oh,
and
nice presentation.
We put our sticker on it. Okay. So it's really, customer.
Classes it up a little bit.
Customer friendly.
Customer friendly.
Personal.
I like that. Yeah.
It's personal.
Okay, that's great. So now we pretty much have some stockings filled now with all of these things we're talking about. I'd like to just touch before we get too far along on some of the higher end things. And I know that in your commercials that run on WCRI, you mention like Wusthof knives, right? That's a brand that you carry that's the high end of a knife.
It's one of our most popular brands that we carry for the knives. And this time of year, Wusthof has some incredible promotions. And this is when a lot of people come in and expand their knife collection. And it's a perfect time to do it. So right now they have, for example, the 6-inch classic chef's knife for $59, and it's normally $99.
I was going to say, it was the last time, because we have those, and I thought it was about $100 for the knife, and it's only $59.99.
Right,
Well, there you go. That's something to do. And then you can get paring knives, and you can get all
the paring knife is on promotion at $49.99. And then they have this beautiful steak knife set. It's all stainless steel, 8 pieces in a rosewood or a black box with a magnet closure, and they're only $49.99.
For eight steak knives?
For 8 steak knives in a box.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's the Wusthof brand?
That's the Wusthof brand,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great deal. What a great gift that would be for someone you don't know what to get for them.
Yeah.
Nice gift when people travel this time of year and go to they're going to a friend's house and they buy a bottle of wine and find out, oh, they don't like that kind of wine or whatever, Maybe what you need is something like this.
Yeah, a steak knife set is always a good item to get because eventually.
And it lasts forever. So people will think about you as you brought, I got this gift.
Right.
And
A lot of people have steak knives that aren't doing very well right now.
Yeah.
So it really is a perfect time to upgrade those and get rid of those old knives that you can't get an edge on. And that reminds me, we do knife sharpening, and we're benefiting the land trust, the Westerly Land Trust. We asked for a donation. So you can bring your knives in, and we will sharpen them, get edge back on them. And we do it just to benefit a charity.
Wow, that's a great deal. So I think we mentioned that in the last show, but I think that's a great thing to remind people about.
Yep.
Just about everybody has knives that need sharpening. So here's a way to not only get your knife sharpened up, but to benefit the land trust. And because that's how one of the things you do to make a donation this time of year is a great thing at this time of year of giving back.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. We're looking for, we've covered the baking, we've covered the cookie cutters and all of that sort of stuff.
Gourmet foods are next.
Gourmet foods? You actually have food itself?
We have gourmet foods. We have jellies and scone mixes and hot sauces. And so you can, that's another item to put in the stocking, by the way. You could get a bottle of hot sauce to put in somebody's stocking or a jelly. You know, we have a garlic onion jam that's delicious and hard to find.
Garlic onion jam.
Great to put on a wheel of brie and bake that with your silicone top and serve that up, and it's delicious on baguette.
Wow, yeah. that sounds great.
And a glass of wine in your Sonic's wine glass.
All right. And we mentioned already putting the cover on the cocoa. You even have cocoa, right?
Yes, we've got cocoa packets that are really popular at our store every Christmas. You know, they have whimsical images on them. And, you know, people buy tons of them just to put in the stockings at their house. It's a tradition.
Okay, so all of the different gourmet items, it'll be treats for people. It's, you know, again, we're talking about some things that you might not buy for yourself, but makes a great gift.
A little special.
A little special.
And then on the weekends now, we'll be sampling out our gourmet foods. So if you come along on the weekends, you can taste things and see what.
And what time are you open on the weekends?
On Saturday, we're 10 to 5, and Sunday, 10 to 4.
All right, so you've got to get out of the studio here and get over there, get opened up for
my
10
husband's
o'clock.
There.
Oh, all right. So don't eat lunch. Just stop at the Grey Goose Cookery and sample everything.
Right, there you go. There are some people that do that.
I'm sure. Now, we mentioned gift certificates earlier and that they're available in any denomination. But you can also have gift certificates for cooking classes, right? That's coming up after the new year?
So starting in January, we will start our sips and snacks classes back up, which is wine pairings with hors d'oeuvres. So we make the hors d'oeuvres and then sample the wines, and we have a sommelier talk about the wines.
And that's right there in the store.
We actually we're expanding next door, and we will have those activities in the space next door.
Things are booming. That's great.
So a gift certificate for a class would be a perfect gift for somebody who's got all the tools. There are some people in the area that do have a lot of tools, and they do come in and scour the place and find a few new things.
There's always something new coming along, and I'm sure it would be great for people to get out. As you said earlier, shop small, support the local businesses, and what better way to do it with a situation like this where it's all stuff you want. So that's a great thing. We're getting close to wrapping up, and I just want to make sure that we've covered everything. And I want to thank you, Suzanne, for bringing all this information. It seems like we should be able to do a series almost every Saturday with you. It's so much to talk about. It's great to have you here. And
it's a pleasure to be here.
One more time on the address and the hours. So
we're located at 93 Watch Hill Road, and our hours are daily 10 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4.
Okay, so right now, right through Christmas, right?
Right through Christmas, yep. And if people are in the store at closing time, we'll stay longer. And then if somebody needs to come later, just call us. We'll stay open.
So if I'm looking for a place to sleep and I don't have my cup room. No, that's not what you meant. All right, I get the idea. Well, once again, I hope you have a great holiday season. Thanks for coming in and sharing. And we'll hope to see you soon.
We're looking forward to seeing you at the Grey Goose Cookery.
All right, the Grey Goose Cookery. And we'll wrap this up and then see you all next time on The Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, hoping you have a great weekend.